Sweet 17 in County Cork, full of fun with bouncing curls. Got so legless she could hardly walk, had a night out with the girls. Looking for laughs and cheeky boys to kiss, cuddle, play with their toys. Met a bloke at a music gig in a place called the Infirmary. Did a stand-up Irish jig. Shagged him behind the toilets. No one could see. Thought nothing of it at the time. Just a laugh, not a crime. But now she's carrying in her womb, Christ knows what she'll do. Sitting in this waiting room, she knows abortion's for the chosen few. In Ireland, the surgeon's knife is only used to save the woman's life. She cries and cries at her sad fate as nurse explains the Irish law. If it's not too late to terminate, backstreet options you can explore. Now, I can't repeat the options here. Man, that'd make you shudder. Shed a tear. But what? You insist? Frankly, I'd rather resist. But if you persist, I'll give you the gist. And to hide my distaste, I'll say it with haste. Method one is crude and tough. You lie on your back, they swiftly jab. A bent coat hanger may be a bit rough, maybe a knitting needle with one quick stab. The aim to pierce the amniotic sac. Preferred method of the older quack. Method two will make you vomit as they pump permanganate. Maybe that will swiftly kill it as you strive to terminate. But the risk is toxic shock when organs die and bodies lock. Method three is through the pharmacy. Picotin will do the trick, induce you to miscarry, but it may make you deadly sick. Screw your heart and blood supply. Just call it cardiovascular suicide. Sorry. It's not great, as you can see. But you'd be daft to blame the likes of me. Why not blame a society? Blame a country, where church and state both agree. It's a sin for sinners to get off for free. So that's the choice she had to make. A quick abortion, without a doubt. The backstreet option was the one she'd take, with a toxic dose to flush it out. Have it done this weekend, €100 she'd have to spend. But, sad to say, the toxins failed, the woman's efforts to no avail. So the vomiting girl screamed and wailed, until silence came. Her heart had failed. Too late now for a blood transfusion. There could only be one sad conclusion. And now she lies on the mortician's table. Her baby's dead, but so is she. Some will wonder why the law's not able to help a girl in such misery. But church and state both agree it's a sin for sinners to get off for free. Yeah, a woman's body gets scant sympathy.